Good morning, and welcome to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, a weekly five-minute feature here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Hometown Values, Hometown Rewards.
Welcome back to Hometown Values right here on WOMT every Friday morning with Kyle from Shoreline. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Terry. How's it going today?
You know what? I can't complain, but do you know why the lifeguard could not save the hippie? He was too far out, man.
All right. That's perfect.
What? I cannot really get more than just like a few sentences from you. Maybe one of these days I'm going to surprise you.
I genuinely would be surprised if that was the case.
Kyle, it's our favorite time of the month. Do the grand introduction, my friend.
It is time for our monthly fraud alert. And I brought Brad Bartles in with me to
Brad,
go through that again.
Good morning, buddy. I feel we need another introduction. Fraud.
Morning, guys.
Oh, my goodness, man. Hey, we're glad to have you back here for the fraud report here on the program with Shoreline. What is going on? There's no fraud in 2023. That's all the scammers, everybody said. Nothing this year, right?
You know, I heard your last couple shows. You were talking about New Year's resolutions. They must have just taken 2023 off.
I like it.
Yeah.
Nah. I like it. Did you? Nah. How's your New Year's resolution going so far?
Really good. Yeah? I made a resolution to make sure I keep doing this show.
I like it. See, you are here. I love it indeed. A little fraud report, right? But hey, my friend, let's talk about, give us some updates, things that maybe we should be aware of.
Yeah. So one of the things that I really have been on the top of my mind recently with the weather dropping and everything kind of being in the middle of winter, I've been thinking about ice fishing a lot.
I am so sorry.
And so here we are, and we're going to talk about fishing today.
Okay.
So fishing as
spelled a little differently.
Yeah, with a PH.
As it's, I was going to say, like, I'm not a big fisherman, but I get it now.
Yeah. So we'll get you up there. The term fishing, as it is, it's really coined on the very fact that a scammer is trying to bait you or to get you on the hook to give you a story that is going to get you to give up your personal information, your bank account information, your money, what have you. We've noticed a trend where they're coming in a couple different forms. The most prevalent is really email phishing. So I get probably no less than two of these a day. And they always come with some kind of commonality where there's an urgent message. Your account's been locked. Your password's been compromised. Your payroll has been frozen. The scammers try to pose as a reputable company or a reputable person that you would identify. It's really funny because I get them from like my boss. So it looks like it's from my boss, like the name of the person who sent it to me. But then you look at the email and it's user 1987654 at yahoo.com.
How do they do that?
Well, there's really no way to stop them, anybody from making an email account. And if they got bad intentions, that's, you know, really why you can't stop it other than trying to educate people on what to look for.
Well, so and on that fishing piece, it's all about the bait, right? So again, the more you can make it look realistic.
Right. And I have seen numerous times that I would get, I know it's a spam email and it's from someone in my contacts, but they're actually having their email address, not the user 199 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have no idea how that works and how that happens, but it's very easy to get caught into it.
It sure is, because it just takes one misclick and it's going to be happening to you. So what they're going to try and do is they either have a piece of information already and they're trying to complete the puzzle. They either got your name and your email, trying to get your bank account info to then get into your online banking and move your money, or it's just a wide net they're casting because they've gotten into somebody else's email and they found you in their contacts. Looked you up on LinkedIn, took a couple Google searches, looked for some high-profile people who might have a prize worth stealing. So inside of that email, there's usually a hyperlink or a attachment that really doesn't belong with what the type of the message is. You click on that link, it takes you to a bogus website, either asking you to put in information, verify your login information, give your username and password, your email, your online banking. That next step is them now having keys to the kingdom to not only have your information, your name, your email, but now they have your online banking information as well. So
a little tip or advice for those listeners out there.
Yeah. So compare the name of the sender to the name of the email that you have on there. And there's that's not a catch-all because it does stop the really easy ones. When they're trying to cast a wide net, and they just got a name. Sometimes the ones that come in just say Shoreline, and then it's user 19876. So they're trying to pretend to be, my employer, trying to tell me there's a problem with my payroll. Get me to click on it to provide my bank account info. Compare the name of the sender and the actual email, and then ask yourself, have you done business with this business, or do you know this person really at all? Be cautious before clicking any links or anything like that. I get one for like my social media, like my Twitter account. Your account has been hacked. They like to use the word hacker. There's compromise, something that gets you to take quick action. And then I delete that email, and then I will pull up my Twitter app, and nothing's wrong. There's no, my account's still there. Sure. My password's not locked. It's fine. They're trying to get you to take action right there without thinking. So,
stay vigilant. If it feels weird, it is.
And or if it's too good to be true, that's the other thing, right? If it's too good to be true, it is.
Right.
Yep. Sorry, nobody from Egypt, a prince, wants to give you $1 billion, dollars, but send them 1,000 first.
Correct. Right. Yep, that's a real popular one. Did you enter the Jamaican lottery or anything like that? You didn't buy a ticket for that lottery. They're not asking you to claim that prize.
Guys, great information each and every week here on the program for a little fraud report, right? Kyle, Brad, how do listeners connect with Shoreline?
Best way is to go to shorelinecu.org.
And we'll talk to you guys next week here on WOMT.
Thanks for listening to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Tune in again next Friday morning at approximately 11:20 for another episode. Or download the podcast anytime at WOMTradio.com. Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, your local hometown credit union focusing on hometown values, hometown rewards. You're listening to a C. Hafer Broadcasting station.
Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, hometown values, hometown rewards.